Hold it. Listen.
Come in on the lead, and I told you he was going to call in tonight. He's on his way to the Big Apple. I have him on the love line. It's the one and only, the legendary Mr. Dennis Edwards. How you doing, D?
What's going on, man?
Hey, weathering the storm up here in the Big Apple.
Hey, it's fine, man. We're looking forward. I'm on my way up there tomorrow, man. We got a great show out there in Westbury.
Westbury Music Fair is where he's coming to with the Temptations Review. Man. You know, Dennis, it's going to be my first time seeing the review live. You're going to bring it on, right, baby?
Well, you know, if you haven't seen us before, man, you're in for a treat, man. If you remember the Temptations, how they used to be in the old days, that's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing that to Westbury.
Oh, you bringing the old flavor back, huh?
A reconstruct the magic.
Oh, my. Now, hey, Dennis, real brief, you know, some of the listeners know who you are. Some of them don't. I don't know how they can't, but how long has it been since you've been singing, man? About, what, 30 years almost? When it started?
It's been a long time, man. You know, I just feel very blessed to still be around and be able to perform, you know. But the Lord has really blessed me to be, I think it's about almost my fourth generation of performing, man.
Oh, man, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. And now, ever since you left the Temptations.
Every year,
mm-hmm.
More and more of the same fans who've grown up with us, they come out and see us, and they just keep supporting. That's what makes it even better.
So you're trying to tell me you still have fans that used to come out when you was with Otis and the Temptations still coming out to see you now?
Come to still see us, man. And they bring their kids.
Oh, man. Now, that's a blessing right there, Dennis. I mean, tell me about some of the new guys that are in the group. Introduce them. Get their names out to New York City for me.
I have Mr. Chris Arnold, who does the Eddie Kendricks thing.
Okay.
Singer from Chicago. I got Mr. Bernard Gibson. Things the Paul part. He's from Detroit. And then, of course, we have Ike Patello, who I didn't never think I would find anybody to do Melvin's part, but he has a tremendous bass voice. And, of course, my secret is Mr. David C.
Mr. David C.
Things right up there with David Ruffin, man. I mean, he's a tremendous vocalist. And if you've never seen us, man, you're in for a treat.
Well, hey, I plan to be there tomorrow night right down front with you. I mean, and they're bringing a Motown show there. It's not just the Temptations Review.
But that's what makes it so good, man. Kind of reminds you of the old Motown Review back
in the old days.
When we had the one bus and we all used
mm-hmm.
to go out.
Mm-hmm.
New York is going to have that old Motown flavor tomorrow night.
Oh, man. I believe who we got? The Contours is going to be there.
Contours.
And now let's go back to the Contours day. You used to be with them.
I used to sing with them. In fact, my very first professional tour, I came out and the Contours opened up for the Temptations.
Mm.
And that's really how I got a chance to meet up with the guys.
All right.
And David Ruff became instant friends. And, you know, when the breakup happened, the rest is history.
Well, hey, mentioning history, you said you and David Ruffin's what became the best of friends. And, you know, I've read the book and everything, but I want to hear it straight from you. How was it? Was there ever any animosity between you and David when they brought you in to take his place or what?
No, man. You know, that movie was made for TV and the book was made, you know, you got to put things in the book to sell the book and to sell the movie.
Okay.
David was a great, great vocalist, man. We had many, many great times together. In fact, I was with him right before his tragic death.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, we toured as Ruffin, Kendricks, and Edwards.
Right. Now, tell me, the reunion concert with all, I mean, you guys all got back together.
It was such a great thrill because, well, that was the first time I really got a chance to actually sing on the same stage with him.
Man.
That was really, really something special, man.
I can just imagine. I look at the video and I see it. I'm saying, just to think, there go David, Eddie, Dennis, Melvin, Otis, all of you guys, man, on the same stage.
Yeah, you know, and it was such magic, man. You know, fact is, you know, although I replaced David, you know, that was a spot for me and David in his thing. Paul did this. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing, man.
Amen. Amen. Now tell me, I know a lot of people always ask this. They ask it with some of the other members who have left the group and came back, left again or whatever. Is there any chance that there ever may be a reunion between all the original members that are still alive currently? You, Otis, the crew, maybe Ali, everybody, Glenn, get back together.
You know, I'm for it. Myself.
You for it?
I would love to, because, you know, it would be good business.
Mm.
But I don't know, man. You know, you're dealing with managers and management and booking agents. You know, like I tell people all the time, it's show and there's business.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, it's two different words. It would be a dream come true for me.
A dream come true.
All the Temptations. I think it would be a great show. But as you know, the business part of it has to be worked out first.
Always first. I believe. But you know what? I think if we just eliminated the business part, I think it'll work out easier then.
No, it would be great for the entertainers. But of course, you know, unfortunately, you know, we still would have to work out the business part.
That's right. I mean, you know, you got transportation getting there. You got band.
You got a lot of things that you got.
A whole lot of things that people that's not behind the scenes don't know about. It will, man. It definitely will. I got to ask you a question, man. I mean, Melvin Franklin is my all-time greatest, man. I mean, the man is, I look up to him every day and just thank God for him having that bass voice. He inspired me to do what I do. I've had the pleasure of touring with Ollie Woodson, doing bass with him. But you tell me, you was with the man, Melvin Franklin. How was it working with Melvin, man?
Melvin was one of the most energetic Temptations there ever be. Melvin lived Temptations. He was Temptations 24 hours a day. When I first met him, I thought he was faking. But, right. You know, his voice was so low. But he talked like that even when he wasn't singing. He was a true Temptation, man.
Oh, man. Man, that must be a pleasure just to have been around him.
And it was a pleasure, and it rubbed off on everybody else. He worked so hard. Man, he was, if there was a rehearsal, he was the first one there, last one to leave.
Mm.
There was a practice, first one there, last one to leave.
He
worked the hardest, and he performed the hardest. So he's really, really a missing link of the Temptations, man.
Amen, amen. Let's tell me this part. What is the most memorial event that you can think of in your career as being with the Temps that you would say is the greatest moment of your entire Temptation career?
Well, I think it happened in New York.
All right, talk about the Apple.
1989. Temptations were inducted into the Hall of Fame.
All right. Give it up, y'all. That's right. That's right.
I had called Eddie Kendrick, said I was congratulating him. David had called. And you know what? I felt so honored for them because, you know, they were the original Temptations.
Amen.
And if they hadn't ever called me, it wouldn't have mattered. Mm. And all of a sudden, I get a letter in the mail that says, for the first time in the history, we have inducted 6 Temptations.
Oh, man.
And I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and it was like the highlight of my career.
I
walked across the stage, Paul was there, but I walked across the stage with Eddie, David, Melvin, Paul. Eddie, David, Melvin, and Otis. And, you know, it sort of like solidified my spot with the Temptations.
That sort of made you really an official original member. Original member, you know.
That happened at the Waldorf, you know, in New York, and that was one of the highlights of my career.
All right. Now, tell me this. Now, you branched off from the Temptations after, you know, you went through your separation with them and went solo. Came out with this one right here. Don't Look Any Further, Baby.
That was a great hit.
Great hit. Took you to the top. Tell me about that song, man. What inspired you to write it?
First of all, the song was we had intended on Chaka Khan doing it.
Mm.
And we couldn't get in touch with her. And of course, when I heard the demo, and the young lady, Syeda Garrett, had put such a great demo vocal on there, I said, "Man, we don't need to do nothing but put this out."
Man,
and it was a great hit. Some songs you can just tell right away. Dennis Lambert, the producer, I believe it or not, he said he was on a safari in Africa, and he heard that Dayo, Mamba G.I.O.
Mm. I'm glad you said the words to it.
So much.
Because I never knew the words to that part. I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, it haunted him, so he decided to put it in song. And that's why the song became such a great hit, man. It had such a great African flavor.
Amen. Well, New York City, you heard it live straight from the man, Mr. Dennis Edwards. He's on his way to the Westbury Music Fair. He's looking forward for all of his fans to be out there. And Lordy have mercy. I tell you, if you're in store for a show. You heard him right here on 90.3 FM. Hey, Dennis, what you want to say to your New York fan base?
Just tell all the New York fans to meet us at Westbury. You know, I'm bringing my review, man. We just got back from the White House. We just did a congressional party on the lawn. And the Temptations review, we're ready, man. If you remember the Temptations like they used to be, meet us at Westbury, as well as the Contours, the Marvelettes, Mary Wilson. I think she's on the show also.
That's right, with her Supremes.
It's going to be a great, great show.
Amen, amen. Now, you heard it. That's Dennis Edwards in the Temptations review. We got to make sure that's clear. Legally, you know, we have to make that out there, and because we don't want people coming up thinking Otis Williams Temptations.
You know, man, I think the public already knows.
You think they know?
I think they already know. You know, when you mention Dennis, you know that's Dennis's group.
Dennis Edwards and the Temptations review.
And you know what? The good part about it is both groups, we kind of keep the Temptations name alive.
Mm.
And that's the beauty of it all. You know, I love Otis, and I'm sure he loves me and my group. And, you know, with the both of us out there, Temptations will never die.
Never die. You couldn't have said it no better than that. That's him, New York City. The man, he's on his way with the Temptations review. We got a brand new CD that someone let us hold. San Pablo Casino. That's it, right, Dennis?
Yeah, that's a live CD at San Pablo.
Oh, man. We talking
to
Ben.
We're covering all of the classic super hits. Anything that you might want to mention is on this album. Well, as a single that you ought to play for your night listeners called Naturally.
Which track is that one? Which track is that?
God, I don't know, but it's called Naturally.
Naturally, that's a brand new single that your group did, right?
Yes, that we did, and it's worth listening to that.
It's worth listening to that. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to close out the interview with that one right there, track number 7. Let's hit it up for him.
Okay.
It's called Naturally. It's the legend himself. The Rock and Roll Inductee, Hall of Famer, you name it, Grammy Award winner, Mr. Dennis Edwards, live right here on 90.3 FM. Hey, Dennis, it's been a blessing, man.
God bless you, man. Tell New York we're on the way.
You're on the way. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
Ciao.
Physical chemistry.